Welcome to the Mr. Skin Podcast, your weekly dose of what's new and what's nude in movies, TV, and Hollywood's sexiest stars. Now get ready for your host, the world's foremost authority on celebrity nudity, Mr. Skin.
Legendary Mr. Skin.
Mr. Skin.
Dude, Mr. Skin.
MrSkin.com.
Skin, everybody.
Coast to coast, from Los Angeles, Chicago, and New York, it's the Mr. Skin Podcast with your hosts, Mr. Skin and Andrea Lowell. We want to hear from you. Call the show and leave us a voicemail at 484-SKIN-POD. Find all things Mr. Skin Podcast online at MrSkinPodcast.com.
Hey everyone, welcome to the Mr. Skin Podcast, sponsored by Streamate.com, the global leader in live streaming. Like, you don't even know. With the hottest porn stars and amateurs broadcasting live directly from their bedroom to yours, Streamate creates a totally unique and intimate experience where you get to direct the show however you want. With an endless variety of performers, you're sure to find your perfect match on Streamate.com. The question is, are you ready? Let's get into it.
We are ready, Andrea. We are ready.
We're always ready. I'm just trying to let these listeners know they need to get up on this if they don't know about it.
Yeah, well, when I last talked to you, I said I'm really excited about Sunday night, November 5th, because we have Shameless,
yes.
First episode of their 8th season.
Yes.
We had Smilf, the new show. By the way, I heard Rosie O'Donnell on Howard Stern today talking about Smilf because she plays Frankie Shaw's mom in that.
Oh,
so that debuted.
Cool.
I know, it's really cool. And then The Girlfriend Experience, season 2, episode 1. So we knew, I was kind of excited about today's show because not only would I have the nudity from that, but also tons of stuff that we didn't get to talk about. Oh, tons of stuff that we didn't get to talk about last week, because we, in honor of our 69th episode, we're doing my greatest 69 scenes and going down scenes.
Hell so, yeah.
Yeah, so a lot of good stuff to talk about today, Andrea.
Okay.
So I guess let's just get started.
Let's do it.
Let me first say, before we get into all the TV nudity, I wanted to catch up. There is a movie nude note that I do want to share, and that's that we didn't talk about this yet, but Atomic Blonde is out. I believe it's out on Blu-ray next Tuesday, but it's out on VOD now. And remember Atomic Blonde? It was out this summer,
mm-hmm.
where Charlize Theron was an undercover M16 agent, and she's on a mission in Berlin during the Cold War. And forgetting all that, it's like, think of like James Bond, but with a hot chick as the James Bond. And you and I, we've talked about Charlize Theron many times through the years.
Oh, yeah.
Great actress. Here it is. Great actress, super hot, and most important, not afraid to do nudity. She's done some great stuff in her career, but not only was she nude in this, but when this movie came out, I get a lot of emails from, you know, guys that just can't figure it out themselves, where where they'll say, like, who was the girl in the movie? Like, if they knew who Charlize Theron was, but there was a French babe that she hooked up with, and the actress's name is Sophia Boutella.
Ooh.
And yeah, and there's some really hot girl action in this movie.
I'm looking at it now. This is hot.
Yeah, it's it's gonna go. Andrea, it's gonna go down as some of the hottest girl action of the year. So we'll keep you posted on that as far as the Anatomy Awards. But this Atomic Blonde is out. Great nudity from Theron and the Sophia Boutella, including, more importantly, a really hot. A real hot girl scene, as you could see by some of the pics. That's out on VOD. It'll be out on Blu-ray next week. So it's cool. And the other thing too, Andrea, this is sort of kind of a blockbuster summer movie.
Mm-hmm.
And I just love when summer movies that they spend good budget on and big stars has nudity. It's, you know how there's a lot of PG-13 stuff in the summer, but Atomic Blonde was not that. But yeah, this girl's name, Sophia Boutella. And oh, you might know her She was the girl in The Mummy from earlier this year.
Yes.
So she was the hot chick in The Mummy. Okay.
Totally. Yeah. I was you know what, though? This scene is really, really sexy. The angles that the camera guy got. I mean, the lighting, the fishnets Charlize has on. It's just really, really sexy. This is going to be fun to try to find something that beats this.
Right. I don't think Tom Cruise was as interested in The Mummy as you were for some reason. I don't know. But
you know?
Yeah, she was the girl with Tom Cruise in The Mummy. So, so she's become, she's starting to become a big name. You know, it's funny. There's guys that have no clue who she is and they hit me up. But then I remember in the fall, I was checking the most searched actresses at our website, and Sophia Boutella was in the top 25.
Wow.
And it's kind of cool because she's not an American actress. So see, she was in The Mummy and Atomic Blonde, but I mean, is it because of her acting, Andrew, or was it because she's a hot chick who got naked that guys were super interested in her? So
you know,
that is the question.
I think it's just she has an extremely exotic, different look, and she has a real badass energy. You know what I mean? Like, she was creepy in The Mummy, but you still wanted to fuck her. And I think that's alluring. It's like, oh my gosh, like this chick's trying to kill people, but like, I kind of want her to kill people just so she can have sex with them. And the same thing going on here. It's like she's just kind of naughty looking, but beautiful. Yeah. So I see the allure for sure.
Yeah, and it'll definitely, when we do our best lesbian scenes of the year, it's going to be in the running. It's in the top five, and then we'll vote and figure that all out for the Anatomy Awards. But yeah, so it's called Atomic Blonde. It'll be out next week on Blu-ray. You could check them, which, by the way, it's a really good movie too, so you'll like that. And we will keep you posted on where it lands as far as the Anatomy Awards go. But TV,
yes.
I have tons of TV stuff to talk about, and I gotta say that, you know, as far as business goes, one of the best TV series for my website has been Shameless, which is in its eighth season. They just debuted last night, the season 8, episode 1. And Andrew, if you don't mind occasionally seeing William H. Macy's white ass in certain scenes, this is a fantastic show for nudity. And the primary reason, in my opinion, is the gorgeous star of the show, Emmy Rossum, who
absolutely
and I've said this through the years, is because we even talked about her in my 69 scenes last week, is not only is she the star of a, you know, popular show, 8 seasons on Showtime, she's the star of the show, but and not only is she beautiful and sexy, but she does the nudity just as much as any girl on the series, any extra
that
shows
up.
If not more.
I mean, we even had the lip slip of Eternity from her.
Oh, yeah, she had like, their double lip slip last year.
Double. I was just what? Emmy Rossum is
I have to say that I don't think she intended to do the double lip slip, but my crack staff, no pun intended, in the Mr. Skin Labs was able to find that. So, so I was really excited, season 8, episode 1. That being said, of course, last night has no nudity, but there was a scene right at the beginning where, or there was a scene in there where Emmy Rossum is in her bra and panties debating whether she should jump in bed with this guy, some random hookup guy, and she's staring at a large blue dildo there in her underwear while the guy waits in bed for her, and ultimately she decides that she doesn't want to hook up with the guy. But let me just say that Emmy Rossum in her bra and panties is better than most actresses naked, so I don't give best underwear scenes away too much anymore, but if this was definitely be one of the hottest of the year, no question about it.
I love it. I love it, and I just can't wait to see what this season of Shameless reveals
for
us.
So much. Yeah, will we see William H. Pasty's ass? Probably, but we'll also see tons of great nudity from all the girls on the show. Shanola Hampton, etc. Yeah,
Shanola Hampton.
Ruby Modine's on this season. That's Matthew Modine's daughter. She did some crazy nudity last season.
Squirting.
So, and I know you're a fan of the show. And by the way, this is filmed in my hometown of Chicago, so I have extra love for Shameless. So
now, do you ever see them filming?
Yeah, every once in a while. I know,
rad.
The dude that plays Lip was my friend's, you know, I obviously because I go on the radio so much, I have friends that do shows, and he, Lip, went on Pete McMurray's radio show here in Chicago, and you know, you see him about town, but they're accessible when they're filming here, and they're all pretty nice. You know, nice people. So
that's
and,
so
and they
awesome.
Do a lot of shooting in even our neighborhood here where the Skin offices are, not just in the city at large, but like literally in our neighborhood. So that's pretty cool.
That's
I
so
never
rad.
Get I've never accidentally seen an Emmy Ross some nude scene while they were filming here, but I'm sure that's filmed back at the studios in LA. But what are you gonna do?
That would be amazing if you did.
Could you imagine?
Oh my god.
Yeah, as the police are escorting me out in handcuffs.
Like this is a closed set, Mr. Skin.
Whoa, what do you mean? Anyway, so Shameless season 8 debuted last night. Then I was also really excited about Smilf. Now, we had talked to you about it a couple weeks ago because we were able to get the first episode 2 weeks before it aired, but it finally aired to the general public last night on Showtime. And this is the show with Frankie Shaw, who is, she was like, I want to say, at the 2015 Sundance Film Festival, she did a short movie called Smilf. And it did so well that it ended up a couple years later. Now it's a show on Showtime. And like I said, I heard Rosie O'Donnell on the Howard Stern Show today. She's going to play Frankie Shaw's depressed psycho mom on it. And it's based in Boston. And it's going to be great, not only because... Frankie Shaw's gorgeous. By the way, she was what's that guy from Mr. Robot, Rami Malek's girlfriend in the first season. So she's gorgeous, you know that. She's going to get very naked a lot, and hopefully it'll be a show that, you know, is around for quite some time. But yeah, we're excited about that. And what we saw last night in the tub, she was messing around with her stomach, showing her incredible boobs.
Incredible boobs.
Yeah, yeah. And we've seen a couple other snippets of things coming up, and you're going to be in for a good year of Smilf nudity from Frankie Shaw. We're excited about it.
Yeah, even the little bits of that show that I've seen from talking to you, I was just like, whoa, she goes deep, and she's fearless, and I'm really excited about this show. So
yeah, I got my, you know how like and you know how this is, there's so many TV shows you gotta kind of pick and choose. Well, this is one I got my wife, we're gonna definitely watch, you know, we're taping it, so I'll be on this show. You know, I got my handful of shows that you could actually, where I could actually watch all the episodes versus just the nude scenes.
Yeah,
but this will be one of them.
Cool.
Yeah, so I'm excited.
Awesome.
Yeah. So anyway, be ready for a lot of good Frankie Shaw nudity. The show's called Smilf. Season 1, episode 1 debuted last night on Showtime. Now, another show that debuted last night that I'm really excited about is the second season of The Girlfriend Experience. And this is on the Starz network. And last season, Riley Keough was the star. You know, it's about a Manhattan call girl based on the movie of the same name. And this season, they're doing kind of an anthology thing where it's a new cast for the season. And what I'm hearing is from my guys in the content department that the... So they aired the first two episodes last night, and the season is going to feature two separate storylines, each with their own episodes, which is interesting. So they're going to, I guess Starz is going to air two episodes, one for each storyline back to back for the next 7 weeks. So that's pretty interesting what they're doing.
Yeah.
And the first episode in season two follows this Anna, played by Louisa Krauss, who's an escort that caters to politicians in D.C.
Oh, jeez.
And yeah, we see her wearing a see-through top as she meets a client. And then there was some interesting scene here, Andrea. So they have this kind of, now keep in mind, Girlfriend Experience, like with Riley Keough, who by the way is Elvis's granddaughter, last year they would show like jizz and stuff on I mean, it's pretty advanced, like it's Girlfriend Experience pushes the envelope as far as cable nudity goes. So last night, just to get you ready for the season, so this Louisa Krauss is with this Michael Cram in DC. And they have this really rough doggy style sex in the bathroom. And then he commands Louisa to not only blow him, but to swallow his jizz.
Mm-hmm.
And then tells her to bring a friend next time because he's getting bored. And at the end of the episode, he returns She returns with a friend played by Gillian Williams, and she shows butt and side boob. Mm. And so, like I said, be ready. Some really good nudity. The second episode stars this Cameron Ijogo, who's living in New Mexico under witness protection. So that's a whole other thing. But as you could tell by the pics and the blowjobs and the classiness of it, yeah, it's going to be a good, we're going to get a lot of good nudity from the girlfriend experience.
Yeah, and so, whoever this actress is that's just like kneeling on the chair, bottomless, I can't get over how wonderful her ass is. It's like, oh, there's a BJ going on the floor and on the bed, and I'm not even looking at that. I'm like, fuck, that ass is nice.
Yeah, that's Gillian Williams, yeah. And Louisa Krause is nice, too. They're giving heads. So, yeah, it's a good show, and it's only the first week, so we're going to get a lot more nudity from the girlfriend experience.
Great stuff.
Every Sunday night.
And like you said, good lighting.
Yeah, I love lighting. Lighting's important.
It's so important. Yeah. It sets the tone, man. And yeah, it makes it look classier. Oh.
Yeah, no question about it. But anyway, so, and then, and the other thing that I didn't get to talk about last week when we did the 69th episode, because we did all those 69 scenes, was that the Deuce season one is over. They only did 8 episodes, but they did 8 fantastic episodes. And, you know, it's funny. This was the first of the 8 episodes where Maggie Gyllenhaal wasn't naked, but you had Kim Wong, Natalie Paul, Dominique Fishback, and Larissa Polinski all naked. Mm. And this was the final episode of the first season of the Deuce. And it was just great stuff. There was, I'm trying to thinking back, it was 2 weeks ago now, but Dominique Fishback was in bed with a guy, really hot black actress, and Larissa Polinski, also black actress, super hot, showed breasts and butt. And then during a funny scene, Larissa Polinski was the girl in the scene where she's bent over the table and the
she's not a black actress. Banging. She is a fair, white, creamy princess.
No, Natalie Paul and Dominique Fishback are the black actresses, but this Larissa Polinski
gets, look at those bobs.
They're filming a porno. Maggie Gyllenhaal is like a producer in the last episode, or a director, sort of, kind of. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it's good. And a little of everything. Kim Wong, an Asian actress, she's playing a prostitute with a guy. So, yeah, it's great stuff. And is that a milkman down there? That's a milkman, right? In that scene, he's dressed like a milkman.
That looks like a milk delivery guy.
Well, he's definitely delivering the cream in that scene.
Oh, Jesus.
Anyway, so again, I've said this a few times, but the best show for nudity right now on television, The Deuce, 2017. I can't see a show beating it out for nudity, but you know, Shameless has a lot to go, and we'll see what happens. But right now, if I had to choose for 2017, with Westworld being off the air this season, The Deuce is the best show for nudity of any television show.
I'm with you, man. I mean, I don't see how anything could really beat this. Shameless, of course, there's always hope. You know, that they can, but this is like incredible nudity, so much variety of nudity. Like you said, we got this Kim Wong, who's like this gorgeous Asian chick, like two beautiful black actresses and like white. It's like, choose your flavor.
And then every week, and I became a big Emily Mead and Margarita LaViva fan from the other episodes. So just so many hot girls, so much nudity. It's all about sex. Best show for nudity on television right now, The Deuce. Great first season. It'll be back for season 2, and looking forward to it.
Now it's time for our Camstar Spotlight of the Week, sponsored by Streamate, the largest live cam platform online. Today we're joined by Anna Cherry. What's up, girl?
Woohoo! Hi, guys. Thanks for having me.
It is such an honor, Anna, to talk to you. Anna is one of the biggest players in the game. You've been around for quite some time, and you're so like famous.
Well, we were, you know, Anna. Andrea and I last year were at ABN, and what blew my mind, we were doing a lot of interviews at the ABN show for our podcast, and how big streaming has become. To me, the girls that were the cam girls were more popular than the adult stars, as far as I was concerned, as far as the audience and the lines and the interest at ABN last year. It was really cool to see.
Oh, absolutely. And on top of that, I'm seeing a lot more mainstream porn stars going into camming. So I feel like we're taking over for sure.
No, that's great.
So what makes you decide to kind of make that transition? Is it just because it's more fun, or what is it?
Well, I started camming first and then went into producing our own videos and stuff like that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but I feel like a lot of it has to do with, first of all, you work from home. You don't have to go anywhere. You set your own hours. It's extremely independent, even more so than, empowering porn. You still have directors and producers and all that. But at home, mm-hmm. you're your own director and producer, and you don't have to leave your bedroom if you don't want to. And on top of that, for me personally, it's the interaction with the fans and the sort of getting to experience firsthand immediate instant gratification of knowing that someone is there jerking off to you, and that's super hot.
That is super hot. So what is like the largest tip or the craziest gift you've ever received from one of your StreamMate fans?
Well, the tip thing, there's a bit of a dynamic of like sort of the girlfriend experiences and like the friends versus like, you know, a hot live porn show, mm-hmm. bang, bang, in and out sort of thing. So sometimes more the girlfriend experience will get the larger tips. So my sort of specialty has been in gifts. And in fact, pretty much the whole of the new apartment that we moved to in the West Coast has been furnished by my wife's gift.
Okay, I'm like, wow. Skin, you and me need to start
Wait
camming.
A second. Yeah, what are we doing? Right.
Like,
right.
I need some new stuff
well,
for
I think
my
you
place.
Do better camming than I would. But I have a question for Anna. So for our audience that is fantasizing right now about Anna Cherry, give me an idea. Like, what kind of Hollywood, give me a Hollywood celeb that you might, you know, people say you most look like, or sometimes you hear from people. Give us an idea of who you look like.
Well, when I was much younger, I used to get Sandra Bullock a lot, but nowadays it's Jennifer Love Hewitt. That's like the one.
Oh,
dude. All right. Okay, done and done.
One of the most popular girls at our website, so that's very good. Yeah, so anyone listening, Anna Cherry looks like Jennifer Love Hewitt. That's all you need to know.
That's all you need to know. That's so crazy. That's so wonderful. So what is your favorite thing to do when you're camming? Is it have that kind of... that intimate experience where you kind of do give the guys the girlfriend experience, or do you like doing the wild shows, or is it different every day?
Well, mostly my specialty has been definitely in the sort of live porn show. And I do boy-girl shows with my partner, and those are extremely popular. Lots of cream pie facials, you know, all that good stuff. So, I mean, props to him because he directs sort of the action, holds the camera, and comes on cue. So I just have to say props to that.
Well, you definitely picked a winner.
Personally, we do this sort of a succubus role play where, you know, I meet and crave the life force of
girl,
which is their cum and their gold, you know, give me all of it. And we do gangbang role play fantasies in our gold shows, the boy girl shows ones. And my niche has always been genuine orgasms. So I think after a certain point with porn being so prolific out there, people kind of get a sense for what is real and what is more of a put on show, and
totally
start to gravitate towards the real expression. And that's been really fulfilling for me to just be able to masturbate however it feels good, and people love it, and it makes me feel just awesome.
Hell yeah. Now, so how can people find you on StreamMate? Do they just go in and type in your name? Because I already want to go on and find you.
Absolutely. Yes. You can just go to AnnaCherryLive.com. It's the same link.
Oh, cool.
It's Anna_Cherry, and there may be a second account coming soon, which will be Anna Cherry on top. But for the most part, it's just Anna_Cherry, and there I am on StreamMate. And
I mean, that's awesome.
Live and all of that.
Well, thanks, Anna, and thanks again to our sponsor, StreamMate, where you can interact with Anna and thousands of other sexy cam stars. And I just got to say, man, StreamMate, serious fucking business.
I love that tagline. That is the best adult tagline ever. StreamMate, serious fucking business. That's great. But yeah, thanks so much, Anna. That was really fun, and I'm psyched. I'm glad our audience is getting to know you.
Yeah, you're a delight, and I can't wait to see one of your shows.
Woohoo.
All right, have a good one, love.
You too, guys. Thanks.
Another thing on HBO I didn't talk about last week, that Vice Principals. It's funny, I talked about it in season one. I hadn't had any chance yet. There's seven episodes, or no, now they're eight episodes in. But Danny McBride plays Neil, and it's very similar to his Eastbound and Down character as far as I'm concerned.
Okay.
But last week they celebrated spring break at a strip club, and there were a bunch of strippers and nobody famous or anything, but some good nudity. And I did want to bring it up because I hadn't talked yet about the show, the season, but they'll throw nudity in every once in a while. But I could definitely tell you this show is a little darker than Eastbound, but I still get the same, he's the same type of character, but definitely a little darker in Vice Principals. And it airs Sunday nights on HBO. And not a ton of nudity, but when they do, it's usually good, pretty good stuff.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. So that's Sunday night. Also, I wanted to talk to you about a show called Good Behavior on TNT.
Okay.
It's a show that what nights does it air? This one I'm not 100% positive what night it airs, but Michelle Dockery is on the show, and we are big. Well, first of all, remember when I showed you it was the last episode of Good Behavior from the first season.
Oh yeah,
that
yes.
Sex scene that
how
it was,
could I forget?
Yeah, I guess it airs Sunday nights on TNT.
It was so hot.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
sexy. It was like out of control.
Yeah, no question. Well, she played a Lady Mary Crawley on Downton Abbey,
mm-hmm.
and now she's on this show, Good Behavior on TNT. And their very last episode of the first season, Michelle Dockery and this Juan Diego Botto had this crazy, great sex scene that technically was non-nude because they never officially got naked, but it was so hot that, you know, whatever.
It might as well have been, yeah.
We still have her down as non-nude, but she had a really sexy moment last Sunday, which we have some pictures with of her and him, you know, in bed. And it's like as close as you could come to showing boob without doing it. But the good news, the reason I bring it up is for fans of Michelle Dockery that want to see her naked, there is a movie coming up called Godless.
Oh.
And we have confirmation that she will be naked.
What?
Yes, the movie will be in theaters November 22nd. My Skin Scouts have seen it. We'll share more details when it comes out, but this is breaking news. Michelle Dockery from the show Good Behavior on TNT and Lady Mary Crawley from Downton Abbey will be making her nude debut, and we're very excited about it here at MrSkin.com.
So, yeah, that's a big deal. Big deal, because I feel like she's been so resistant to it. So now that she's finally broken free, can't wait to see the scene of her
and
debut.
After that season one sex scene at the last episode, after doing that, you're pretty much you know, ready for nudity. Yeah. So, and there's been other, did you ever watch Downton Abbey? Are you Downton
so
Abbey?
So let me tell you about Downton Abbey. I formerly suffered from insomnia. And so the only thing that would put me to sleep would be to watch
that's so funny.
Downton Abbey, and just so I could fall asleep to it, because it was so kind of boring and drawn out and there wasn't much action. It was just kind of like a soap opera, you know? And so I would use it as like a sleeping drug.
Oh, that's so funny.
So I've seen it all.
Yeah, like a lot of the girls, like the girl that plays Lady Rose, Lily James.
Beautiful.
That's a big nude scene. That's a big nude scene from The Exception from last year that we're all over. And, you know, she's done good nude scenes. I'm just thinking, even like Elizabeth McGovern's on the show. She's done amazing nudity in her career.
She's beautiful, too.
Yeah, so tons of girls. I should do the girls going down on Downton Abbey.
Going downtown with Downton Abbey.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of the girls from that show have done some really good nude scenes.
I feel like even the woman, I have no idea what her name is, but there's a woman who plays like the older grandma. I feel like even she's done nudity.
Is that Maggie Smith?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We actually had, believe it or not, it's so funny. Maggie Smith has, it's like the most, what do you call it? Like,
random.
I want to say she won an Academy Award. I'm pretty sure she did, but she did a, it's the briefest thing, but it's kind of one of those cool, it's one of those cool nude scenes where it's brief, but it's, you know, one of the only times you're going to see her naked. So Maggie Smith was in a movie called California Suite in 1978, and she was taking her robe off, and you got a little really quick shot of her left breast, but you could see the whole breast, so that was it. And then she did a movie in 2003 where, it's funny because in 1978 she had these really little boobs, and then she did this movie called My House in Umbria in 2003. So what are we talking, like 25 years later?
Yeah.
And you wouldn't believe how big her boob is. It's like ridiculous.
Oh, yeah. It's, yeah, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. And that should be maybe something I consider doing, because in both instances, she was wearing a robe. And in both instances, it's her real breasts. But in one in 1978, it's like less than an A cup. And in 2003, it's like a D cup. It's pretty amazing.
Whoa, I got to see that. Yeah. Just the side by side.
Yeah. So Maggie, if that's the one you're talking about. So,
yeah, it is.
But yeah, a lot of the girls from Downton Abbey have been naked, but we'll be able to add Michelle Dockery to the list on November 22nd. It's the movie's called Godless, and my Skin Scouts have confirmed. So will Lady Mary show Harry? I will share that with you on November 22nd.
Awesome.
So yeah, it's very exciting. Yes, very exciting news. So anyway, where was I? I got sidetracked on my...
We were talking about good behavior.
Oh, yeah. Oh, well, look at this. Is this... Oh, good work. CP.
Oh, I'm seeing the Maggie EP. Smith
Look at
titties.
This.
Yes.
Yeah, he, as I was talking about it, he went and pulled up pics for you to look at to see what her boobs look like before and after 78 and 03. So anyway.
Wow.
Yeah, good work by CP the EP.
Bravo.
Yeah. Also, I wanted to talk about a show, couple other TV. Oh. Andrea.
Yes.
This is time again for our Wheel of Skin, where CP the EP spins a wheel, and I, of course, am Pat Sajakoff. You are?
Vagia White.
Yes, and this is a Merck and Griffin production, and this has become a fun part of the show where CP just spins a wheel, randomly pulls up an actress, and asks me about her, and I kind of give you the skinfo on her career, and why don't you go ahead, CP?
All right.
I can't wait.
And we have Patricia Arquette.
Oh,
you know, you are obviously a Patricia Arquette fan. You know her well, right?
Yeah.
Well, she, okay. So if I had to talking about her, my first time I thought, man, is this babe? Who's this hot babe? Was in True Romance back in like 93, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
She was the girl with Christian Slater, and it was an awesome movie, and she had those big boobs and looked so hot. And then later on, obviously, she was on that show Medium for a bunch of years, probably 6 or 7 years in the mid 2000s. She even showed up on Boardwalk Empire towards the end of that show. And I think she's doing a CSI show now. But so I would say she's like 48, 49 years old, if I had to guess. I know she was married to Nicolas Cage for a while. Also, remember that TV series Hung on HBO?
Yep.
The guy with the big package. She was married to that dude. No confirmation as to whether he really had a big package. He just
played a guy
on TV. You can't be as big as they were making it seem, right?
No.
They never showed it, by the way. They never showed it.
Are you sure?
Did they ever show? Does anyone know CP? I don't think they ever.
I feel like they had to have.
No, I want to say they never did. I don't think they did, but
a bummer.
We'll have a CP look that up at MrMan.com while we're talking. I think I'm pretty sure he kept it Mystery Meat. So, but when you're playing a guy that's supposed to have an enormous cock, you can't like show it unless A, you have an enormous cock, or B, they have some cool prosthetic. And I don't remember that. But maybe it happened, but I don't think so, but we'll check it out at MrMan.com. But anyway, getting back to Patricia Arquette, she's been naked like five or six times, but really there's one movie that is your go-to movie, has to be the David Lynch film Lost Highway from 97.
Okay.
And there's a scene, Andrea, and it happens about an hour and a half into the movie where she's in front of that Robert Loggia, and he's like a gangster, and one of, and believe me, with David Lynch movies, don't ask me what the hell happened
right
in the scene, because I never understand what's going on. But she's at this gangster's place. Another guy's holding a gun to her head, and she has to strip in front of Robert Loggia. So I got to say, for her first real nude scene, True Romance was very, very brief. You could barely see anything, but this was like her first really good. You could see things. I know she did a movie called Time Out in the 80s, late 80s, but again, dark, hard to see. But this was like great lighting, takes her bra off, and a great topless scene. Plus, she had a really good sex scene with that Balthasar Getty dude that was in the movie with her. Remember that guy?
Yes. Yeah.
So Lost Highway is the go-to movie to see Patricia Arquette naked. Human Nature is also good, except they have like her, she's all hairy like on her body and stuff. It's really weird. And then CP, he's telling me that he just uploaded a pic so you can see her boobs.
I'm seeing more than that.
Oh, okay. I don't know what you're looking at. But anyway, one other quick thing about Patricia Arquette.
Yeah.
Her sister is in the Mr. Skin Hall of Fame, Roseanne Arquette, who is, I want to say, 10 or 11 years older.
Yeah,
she's like her older sister.
Mm-hmm.
And she's in the Mr. Skin Hall of Fame, been naked about 18 times. But here's a little trivia. Their mother, Brenda Denoir, is also at MrSkin.com. She did a 1964 movie called Olga's House of Shame.
Interesting.
So, yeah. So, it's mom has showed her incredible rack. Roseanne Arquette 18 times. Patricia Arquette 6 times. That is impressive when you can get a mom and two daughters that have all been naked, and all three were very hot. So
absolutely.
That's a great Wheel of Skin question from... CP for our weekly Wheel of Skin. So Patricia Arquette, great question, and I hope I answered all your skin information, Andrew.
Yeah, so. And then CP just put up a picture of the mom, Brenda Denoir, and she is amazing.
Oh, it's a black and white. How big is that rack?
It's big, and you know what? The whole family has big natural boobs. The whole family has a very similar looking face too. Like they really have strong genes.
Yeah, if you look at the mom, doesn't she look like Roseanne Arquette?
Yeah, she even looks like, bless her soul, Alexis, you know, who was born a man and transitioned to a woman.
Yes.
I even see some Alexis in her. Wow. I'm blown away.
Wait a second. CP just posted a picture of Thomas Jane.
I know. That
does look like a pretty big cock.
That's what I was alluding to.
Is that from Hung?
That is Hung. That's the episode, Fuck Me, Mr. Drecker.
Okay. Wow. Well, if that's his cock, he's got a pretty big cock.
But I'm wondering if it's some CGI
or if it's this, that, or the other.
Because if that was your big mystery meat package, why would you not be showing it on a show called Hung? You know what I'm saying?
I agree.
Like, it would be out every day because it's kind of the star of the show.
Yeah, I agree. Because if that is his cock that we're looking at, that
Limp
is
Bizkit
quite,
right
quite
there.
A cop.
I mean,
but that's like, it's like, I don't even know how far it goes because it, like,
it's cut off
about 6 inches before it gets cut off. You don't even see the head yet.
Yeah,
you know,
as a ball and shaft expert, I'm
okay,
calling
you
bullshit.
You are definitely the act. Oh, you don't think that's real?
No,
huh?
Because the balls are way up. They start at the top of the base. I've never seen that in my vast practical experience.
Okay, I've been in a lot of locker rooms, but I haven't been as up close as you have.
No,
so I'm gonna,
not until you put your face down there.
I'm going to defer to you on this stuff. So
happy to receive the deferment as well, because I would hope you don't know. But next time you're in here, check it out and just be like, oh yeah, my nuts don't start that high.
Okay, well, listen, I'm going to trust you on this. I like that show, Hung. I also my wife's from Detroit, so I like the fact that it was from Detroit.
Cool.
I dug the show. They had a lot of good female nudity on that show also, but I did not know that Thomas Jane showed his cock. And if that is his cock, and CP's telling me at Mr. Man, we are not claiming prosthetics. So, if that is his cock,
if it is,
that's,
bravo,
that's impressive.
Sir. Bravo.
Yeah, bravo to him. So anyway, I got sidetracked there talking about Thomas Chane's penis. A couple other shows before we wrap up this week's episode. Show called Strike Back on the Sky Network. I didn't get to talk to you about it. It returned for its sixth season last week with an all-new cast, and they rebooted the storyline. It's from the Sky Network, and it still focuses on special forces units fighting terrorist organizations, but like I said, it's a different cast, and this, I can't even pronounce this girl's name, but she's smoking hot. Zofia Tarjani, is that it? I don't know.
That'd be my best guess.
Yeah, it's spelled like Sophia with a Z in front of it. But anyway, she's smoking hot. You see some man ass. You see some total nudes. And yeah, Strike Back, in the sixth season it's been on, we've gotten a lot of content from our website. But just wanted to let you know the sixth season is back and on Sky, and we are all over that at MrSkin.com. Also wanted to talk about the Sci-Fi Network that's coming up with a couple really good shows that are cool and with some good nudity. Ghost Wars, which airs on Thursday nights on Sci-Fi, is... I don't know if you know about this show, but it's set in a remote town in Alaska that is, yeah, like overrun by paranormal forces. And the Sophia Moon is a character played by Sharon Taylor. And in this episode, they had, I think it was their fifth episode last week, not, I get confused on when it is, but it was their fifth episode. I don't know if a sixth one's aired yet, but their fifth episode, she gets in the shower. And we get a nice butt shot of her, and eventually that water turns to blood, which has happened a few times. Kind of ruins my buzz, but anyway, she gets very naked, and if you probably enjoy it a lot more before the water in the shower turns to blood. But it's pretty cool that the Sci-Fi Network, with commercials, is doing a nice nude scene from one of the leads from Ghost Wars, and there's a nice little following. I hear guys ask us about that show and when the girls are going to get naked and all that, so people are watching it. But it's called Ghost Wars Thursdays on Sci-Fi. And then on Fridays, there's a show called Superstition, which is a new show in their first season, third episode. And I truly don't know much about the show, but I do know that this Tasia Grant showed butt in a really weird scene. She rises out of a geyser, don't ask. And she's like some sort of seductress, as I look at the gif of this, and she's dancing around. And what was weird about this, Andrea, and this is, we know this on Bravo, but she showed her butt, no problem, she's completely nude, but if you look closely, they blurred out her nips. They do that, so she's totally nude, but they're doing a nip blur out, which is very common on the Bravo network,
Sci-Fi's doing the same thing. You know, Sci-Fi is never one of my channels that I'm like, oh, let's see what's on Sci-Fi, but you're really opening my eyes to some cool stuff. I feel like maybe it's time for me to switch genres and start going to the sci-fi side of things.
Hey, man, the geeks need nudity too, you know.
And, they need it the most.
Yeah. Now they know they need it. Yeah, great comment. But anyway, yeah, so the Sci-Fi Network's been hot the last couple of weeks for nudity. I just wanted to fill everyone in.
I'm like amped on this right now.
Yeah, it's pretty hot. So anyway, we had that. And then last but not least, as far as television goes, I wanted to update you on You're the Worst, which is a show on FX. It's in their fourth season, and it's really been a great show. Remember, we had that Amy Peetz, the girl from Caroline in the City, who showed up a couple episodes ago, who was throwing up, showing full buttage, and it was awesome. Well, last week, and I had to bring this up, it's non-nude, but the star of the show is Aya Cash. She's one of the stars of the show, and her and Dudek are doing this lesbian scene after they meet for some drinks, and they go back, and there is some serious Andrea finger banging going on with these two girls. And I gotta say, I didn't think this had happened, but maybe one of the best lesbian scenes of the year is coming from an FX show, You're the Worst. It's really hot. They get really drunk. It's a little uncomfortable, but very, very hot scene with Ann Dudek and Aya Cash, but serious finger banging going on between the two gals. So
yeah, you know, I think female hand jobs, you know, like the woman receiving, are really underrated. I want to make every man who's listening, who's in a relationship, their homework this week to manually stimulate your woman. It's so hot and erotic. It's so good.
Well, I said it was a little uncomfortable. This Anna Dudek is Aya Cash's boyfriend's ex-wife.
Oh, well, let's not do that, guys. Let's stick to who our partner is.
Yeah, so imagine that. Yeah.
That's awesome.
And the mother of their teen daughter. So it's a weird scene. This show is that's why it's called You're the Worst, but I'm telling you, every time I look for the week of what happened on television, I always am drawn to this year the Worst, because I'm just fascinated by the shit that's going on in that show. So really hot lesbian scene with Ann Dudek and Aya Cash, the one of the stars of You're the Worst last week. So there's that. Now, last but not least, I did want to share with you, Andrea, and I would love to get your opinion on this.
Okay.
Last week, I saw a thing, I think it was on E! Online, where Raquel Welch was at an event. Now, first and foremost, as a guy who grew up in the 70s, Raquel Welch is like...
everything. You know,
she's like way up on my list.
I mean, she's the epitome of like what a gorgeous woman should be built like. Like, when you think of like a real fucking hot woman, you think Raquel Welch. Like...
oh, yeah.
That no she's question. Just the epitome.
Well, yeah, no question. So it was always one of my, when people ask me, name an actress that you were bummed never did a nude scene, and Raquel Welch is always on my, way up on my list. You would have thought with all those movies she did where she was in, you know, bikinis and being, you know, from the sexual revolution
sexy,
and the body she had, that she would have done, like, there were so many times in the 70s and Myra Breckinridge and all these movies she was in where she could easily have done.
Just whip the titty out. Come on.
Yeah, it just never happened. There is one great, remember we talk about swingers. Remember Alexandra Daddario in Baked in Brooklyn, where she had her back to the camera, but she has such big natural boobs that they swung back and forth and you could see like boobage from behind.
You could see so much boobage from behind. They're
Raquel
so big.
Welch has a moment in Trouble in Paradise, a made for TV movie in 1988, where that happened. That's where I first coined swingers, when I saw her take her top off from behind. But she never did an official nude scene. Always bummed me out. And anyway, so I get back to so E! Online posted some pictures. She was at an event and she's wearing this black beautiful dress, and she's 75 years old.
Holy shit. She's 75 looking like that?
I was telling CP, I would so bang her right now. Oh, wait, I think he's telling me she's 77.
What?
She's 77 years old.
This makes no sense.
No, I would so bang Raquel Welch at 77.
Dude,
I think she's so hot.
Yeah. So, you know, I've interviewed so many former playmates, older women, you know, that had their heyday, and their boobs are not looking like this. I don't know how, maybe she just has massive mammary glands. Her boobs are still full.
And you could tell they're real. Like, you could tell those are her real boobs. They're not.
But usually when a woman's that age, they really lose their mass. They just get really soft. And these look firm.
But also just her hair and her face and everything. She looks so hot.
She's beautiful. She's flawless. She has the exact same caliber of beauty that she had in her youth. She's just grown up now, but she doesn't look old at all. I'm with you. Bang, bang, bang all day.
So I had to share this with you. One of the writers at our office was like, check out Check out the Raquel Welch.
Oh,
how she's looking.
I look like
and
her
I was
when
saying,
I'm 77.
For 75, I said, that's the hottest 75-year-old I've ever seen. And that, now I find out she's 77. So
if she was 45, I'd be like, she's so hot.
Yeah, I know. Believe me. Yeah, so 75, or what is 70?
Who cares?
77's the new 75, as far as I'm concerned.
She's amazing.
Yeah, she looks awesome. So I just wanted to wrap up this
she's
week
gorge.
With to see that Raquel Welch still looks amazing at 77 years old. But anyway, Andrea, so I'm glad we got caught up on television, because there's whenever I do a show that's not television, then I always worry that I'm gonna have too much to talk about in the next podcast, because
right.
there's so much stuff. But I think we're good, and we're getting a lot of, obviously these three new shows that debuted last night are going to be fodder for the rest of the year, because I can't imagine a week I don't have good Shameless, Girlfriend Experience, and Smilf stuff to talk about. So we're going to be pretty loaded up through the end of the year.
And that's fantastic. And I hope Raquel Welch is hitting more red carpet, so we can just talk about her all the time too.
Oh man, would I love to see her possible red carpet? Well, no, she wouldn't have red carpet.
Well, maybe she has a little bit of an auburn tint to her hair.
Yeah, she has. She always had like a little. Right, she had an auburn tint to her hair in the 70s in some of those great scenes. Oh, look, do you see what CP, he posted a shot of her in a, getting out of a pool
yes.
in a bikini in the
I've
70s.
Been watching
look at
that
body.
For the last
oh,
5 minutes.
God.
It,
I mean, yeah, so this is harking back to the days. So
it's like, how yeah. is this even real? I mean, that level of beauty, it's not even real.
Yeah. I don't even know too much about her personal life, so I'll have
She's
to,
private,
I have
man.
To do a little research when I get off the air. But anyway, that was a little ode to Raquel Welch. It was a great week for TV as usual. And next week, what'll be 71, our 71st episode next
That's
week?
That's right. We're on 70 yeah. right now, and 70 was incredible. You definitely made my week, Skin.
Well, it's the least I could do. But again, there's so much good stuff to talk about. And coming soon, I'll have that Michelle Dockery, specifically what she shows in Godless, but confirmed that there is some good nudity from her. So that's awesome.
That's fantastic news. Woohoo! All right, well, we'll be back next week, episode 71. We'll see you guys next time.
You got it. Take care.
This concludes another scintillating episode of the Mr. Skin Podcast. Subscribe to the Mr. Skin Podcast in iTunes and never miss a show. Thanks for listening.